Valley Amateur Radio Society, under the leadership of John Breyer, K4EB. This contract could not have been possible without a $14,000 grant from Amateur Radio Digital Communications, ARDC, said Breyer. The new equipment, which is in cases and movable, will allow us to provide communications for other schools in the area, Breyer added. And he also said that club members are being trained to operate the gear, and it can be loaned to other clubs for use in future ARIS contacts. Friday's contact will be with NASA astronaut and medical physicist Christopher Williams, KJ5GE. 12 students will be asking questions, 2 in each grade level, from kindergarten through 5th grade. All 12 students will be wearing special T-shirts designed by a second grader who won the school's T-shirt logo contest. Students also had a chance to create a logo for a keychain, and there was a winner for each grade. Every student will get their grade level keychain to mark the ARIS event. And that event will be live streamed on the ARIS YouTube channel. ARIS is a cooperative venture of International Amateur Radio Societies and the space agencies that support ISS. In the United States, participating organizations include NASA's Space Communication and Navigation Program, that's SCAN, the ISS National Laboratory, Space Station Explorers, ARRL, and AMSAT. Region 1 of the International Amateur Radio Union, IARU, has issued a clarification following reports of the prosecution of amateur radio operators in Belarus. In the statement, Region 1 stresses that amateur radio is a technical, educational, and service-oriented hobby defined internationally, and emphasizes that while the individuals involved hold amateur licenses, the actions leading to their prosecution fall entirely outside the scope of the amateur radio service. The clarification notes that an amateur radio license does not grant immunity from national laws and does not authorize use of equipment for activities that contravene the legal framework of a sovereign state, adding that we believe the public narrative surrounding this case has been somewhat misplaced. Region 1 further states that it does not condone or support any actions by licensed operators that bypass legal requirements or violate the terms of their amateur license, and that the situation is a matter of relevant judicial systems. ARRL is asking members to help encourage licensed youth in their communities to participate in the ARRL Student Coding Competition, an initiative focused on developing practical resources for the amateur radio service. The competition, which began January 1, 2026.
American Radio Relay League news will continue in 20 seconds. Played by KE6GBK.